thanks to Perry. OCAP is currently actually working with a couple of families of workers who do not have papers, and the fight to stop their deportations has gone off at a running pitch. Starting tomorrow, we're encouraging everybody to telephone, email, and fax the Minister of Immigration, because what the situation is it's two families from Brazil, two very hardworking mothers with small children who met each other at a meeting we attended and have the exact same deportation date on the exact same early dark hour morning Air Canada flight, and that date is August 12th, and we have 3 short weeks to stand with those families and ensure that those deportations are stopped. So starting Monday, followed by a press conference and followed by actions that the Greater Toronto Enforcement Centre will not be able to ignore, we are fighting to ensure that those families and many other families remain on Toronto, Ontario soil in the safety and decent living that they have struggled and crossed far, far territory to deserve and warrant. I'd like to ask Stefan from the Ontario Coalition Against Poverty to speak next. Stefan?
Good evening, everybody. Thank you very much for coming. I'd like to say a hearty fuck you to the pigs that have come and stopped those children from being taken back. We live in a province in which it's okay for the police to guard an empty building against people who need housing. I would say shame, but that's not really enough. And the shame is actually on us for letting it happen in the first place. For the last 8 years, there's been a massive transfer of wealth going on in this province from the poor to the rich. It's been a massive transfer of wealth. From the years 1997 to the year just about before 2000, somebody did some statistics. In 1997, they passed the Tenant Protection Act, which basically rolled back rent control. And then they tracked some figures, and they figured out very quickly that more than $300 million of money went from the pockets of tenants directly to the pockets of landlords in extra rent charges. Now, if you add that up with the welfare cut, if you add that up with cuts to education, if you add that up with cuts to healthcare, if you add that up with every tax cut, every social cut that was ever made from 1995 on, what are we looking at? We're looking at a huge amount of money that was stolen from working people, stolen from poor people, and given to rich people directly. And we let it happen. And, you know, of course it was enforced by the police of this province. We've come to accept a lot of things. One of the things we learned to accept was structural unemployment, or just this idea that a certain percentage of the population had to go without a job for the whole system to work. Now it's gotten to the point where we have structural misery, structural destitution, where a certain percentage of the population actually has to live on the edge of life, has to be sleeping in the gutter of the street for our system to work. We at OCAP have fought that since the beginning of our organization, and we will continue to fight it. We fought it in the Pope Squad, we fought it on June 15th, we fought it in the Safe Park, we fight it in our communities every time. We fight it in Immigration Canada, we fight it in the welfare offices, and we have to keep fighting it. The only solution to our predicament, the only solution to our problem, is that poor people and working people have to exercise political power. And when I say exercise political power, I don't mean go and cast a ballot. I don't mean sign a petition. I don't mean write a letter to your MPP. I mean we have to forcibly bring to the attention of our oppressors what they would otherwise ignore. We have to forcibly bring homelessness to their attention. We have to forcibly bring our anger and our outrage and our disgust for them, for their tools, to their attention on a daily basis. In the workplaces, in Parkdale, at Dundas and Sherbourne, and on August 23rd in Yorkville. On August 23rd, the Ontario Coalition Against Poverty is going to be hosting a massive feast. All the best food that we can possibly cook in big pots, all the best food that we can possibly get donated, and we're going to have that feast in Yorkville. And after we have that feast, we are going to bring to the attention forcibly our outrage at the patrons, at the business establishments, and at the symbolic wealth that has basically been stolen from poor and working people that night. I invite everybody on August 23rd at 7 p.m. in Cumberland Park to come and join us in the meal and to forcibly bring to the attention of our oppressors what they would otherwise ignore. Thank you very much.
Feinberg. Way to go, Stefan.